The FBI has stepped in to help bring a peaceful resolution to the occupation of a federal wildlife building in Oregon. Over the weekend, a group of about a dozen armed men took over a building at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, and they did so in support of two local ranchers who are heading back to jail today for setting fire to public land. We've seen images of militants in lookout towers and anti-government protesters marching in Burns, Oregon. That's where Amanda Peacher is right now. She's a reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and she's been following this story. And Amanda, you've been on the scene at the wildlife refuge. What's the latest there?
Well, today will be the third day of the occupation of the wildlife refuge by the armed protesters. Right now, it appears things are peaceful. The protesters continue to block the entrance. They continue to not be willing to say how many protesters are in the complex, but the most I saw yesterday was around 20. When I was there yesterday, the protesters allowed reporters to tour the area and demonstrate that they were being peaceful and that there was no damage to federal property or the buildings there.
Mm-hmm. So give us a sense about this part of Oregon. It's very rural. The population is pretty low there.
Absolutely. The wildlife refuge is settled in a sort of sea of sagebrush. It's nearly 3 hours from an urban area and about 30 miles from the town of Burns. It's quiet, snow-covered rangeland in a very isolated part of the state. In the spring, it's a popular destination for bird watchers who come to watch the migratory fowl that settle on the floodlands here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't know to look for the protest, you'd probably miss it from the highway because it's just a quiet, cold, and snowy day in the high desert.
Interesting. So let's talk a little bit for a second about this armed group because it's led by the sons of a rancher in Nevada. That rancher is Cliven Bundy, who was at the center of a standoff with federal agents last year. So remind us, why did they come to Oregon now?
Well, the protesters originally arrived in Burns to defend two local rangers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. Their prison sentences actually start today for arson on federal rangelands. And some of the protesters have been here for weeks trying to convince the Hammonds that they should not report to prison and that the protesters would defend them or shield them from law enforcement. But the Hammonds said they didn't want the militia's defense. They left for California to report to a federal prison today. So that's why the protesters turned their focus to this remote Malheur refuge 30 miles away. They say they want to return the federal lands to private individuals, to local people, but it's unclear by what means they intend to do that.
Amanda Peacher reporting for Oregon Public Broadcasting and for us here on Here and Now. Amanda, thanks so much.
You're welcome.